nice to get that first win of the year.
It is, especially up here. We haven't done very well up here lately, but it was quite an interesting game. You know, it looked like we hadn't practiced much, and we had guys missing, you know, so we were just out of sync and everything, inbounding, you name it. So it is what it is, but we'll take the win.
You started off, you trailed 8-3 early on in the game, but then you answer with a 9-2 run on your own to take a 12-10 lead, and I thought that was a big stretch for you.
Well, that was, and there were some others in there, but it was good to go into halftime up, and we sort of maintained that most of the game. It got a little tight for a while in the second half, but we made enough plays to get it done the right way, and you know, we got work to do, but the way it looks next week, you know, we play Monday, and then if the weather holds true, we might not practice and then play Thursday and Friday. So that's all we need, are three games and no practice. So I can just see it happening. Oh, they'll love it, yeah, but no, we need, you know, the kids that have been gone, you know, missed a couple days, actually, not just like one day, but when they were down hard. So Isaac didn't play much, gave him a little shot there, and at least he was here and upright and rolling. We got Jack Everett at home yet. Eli Schultz and Gunnar Groban is still at home, not feeling well, and hopefully it's gone through the squad, and now we can just get back into hopefully some practice time and get organized a little bit more. And but we made enough plays to get it done at the end.
Early on in the game, they scored 8 of their first 12 points straight off of steals and turnovers. But after that first 4 or 5 minutes, I thought you did a little better job of not just giving them easy points.
Well, we had just horrible passes across the top, and I don't know. We just said you got to wake up and play, and you can win if you do it. But if you keep turning it over, they're gonna have 30 turnovers against us, and that'll turn into 60 points for them. But we did better later, but a lot of travels and just a weird game that way. I mean, both ways, not just our Pirates, but the Warroad kids had a lot of travels too, and I don't know if the floor is slippery or what, but we sure didn't have very good footing.
At the end of the first half, you led 29-28 with a minute 15 left, but then Hunter Nicholas, he had two free throws, and then he followed with a three-point play with 30 seconds left, and then with a few seconds left, he gets another bucket, so he ends on a 7-0 run on his own, and you take a 36-28 lead. How big was that?
Well, that was big. We needed every bit of a lead we could get, and Hunter, he was one who was out part of the week, but he came to play tonight, I felt, and did a lot of nice things, rebounded well, and, you know, he's got those big, strong hands that come in, and he gets a lot of boards that maybe he shouldn't, but nonetheless, I don't know what he scored tonight, but he had a bunch, it seemed like, so we need him to go every night like that, and he's going to make plays for us.
Then I thought, minus some turnovers, Ryan Abel had a great second half for you.
Yeah, Ryan is steady. You know, he had a couple of tough stretches at the end here and got picked and whatever. But we get mad at him, but we love him anyways. And he just goes and competes. He doesn't say much. He just keeps playing. And, you know, him and Reggie have to handle the ball a lot for us. Tanner wasn't quite up to snuff tonight, but he came in at the end and got a big bore or steal or whatever it was down here at the end, and that helped. But hopefully he gets back to feeling good, and that'll help him get rolling. And, you know, we'd put some things in at practice, but half the guys weren't there, so we were struggling, you know. We're trying to play a little 1-3-1, and our kids are out at half court, and we were supposed to be down, you know, across the free throw line, elbow extended, but, you know, they're out at half court playing that, and the backside's wide open. It's like, what are you guys doing?
And to get a win with the kind of week of practice you've had, that makes it even better.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, no, we'll take it. And like I said, we need practice time now. And we play Monday night against a good Holly team, and we'll have our hands full there. But just got to keep rolling and see what we can do.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Have a good weekend. Getting ready for Holly on Monday. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
That is the head coach of the